Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, and today our devotional is from Matthew 24, verse 29. And I've titled it, Drum Roll to the Second Coming. In Matthew 24, 27 and 28, Christ explains that his coming will be as obvious to the whole world as lightning flashing from the east to the west. He will come with great glory, but also in deadly judgment, as seen in the language, quote, wherever the carcass is, there the eagles will be gathered together. Now Jesus continues in Matthew 24, 29, explaining the surrounding phenomenon that will accompany this event. Matthew 24, 29, it says, immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light. The stars will fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens will be shaken. The timing here is very precise. Immediately after the great tribulation, just addressed in verses 15 through 28, immediately after the time period of the seven-year tribulation, this will take place. This concurs precisely with the timing spoken of in Joel 2, 30 and 31. And there we read, and I will show wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the coming of the great and awesome day of the Lord. This is like the finale to the 70th week of Daniel, marking its completion. The focus will now be on the heavens and the cosmic upheaval that will be taking place. The sun won't shine, and its reflector, the moon, won't either. The stars of heaven will plunge from heaven in a downpour. Cataclysmic events in the heavens will define the hour. The powers of the heaven will be shaken. Evidently, the sun, moon, and stars and the planets are here addressed in summary fashion. The heavens will be shaken or dislocated. This divine disruption of the heavens will produce a terrifying spectacle. By the way, puny mankind is desperately trying to do something about so-called climate change on Earth. What are they going to do about the heavens when they start coming apart? A little bit of sarcasm here. Clearly, this is God's domain, as is the whole of His universe. Want a message from God? This will be it. This is a lordship message. It is the drum roll to the great and awesome day of the Lord, which is to say, the second coming. The phrase the day of the Lord refers to a time when God intervenes in human affairs in a dramatic way so as to showcase His lordship. Hence, it is called the day of the Lord. There are certain historical occasions referred to in this way, which are a type of the ultimate eschatological coming day of the Lord. So the day of the Lord can refer to the tribulation period, which it often does, that seven-year tribulation period, or it can refer to the whole time period of the tribulation period and the millennial kingdom to follow, or very narrowly, sometimes it refers specifically to the day of Christ's second coming. That is, the day of the Lord in a superlative sense. E.W. Bullinger writes, the second coming is called the great and terrible day of the Lord, in Joel 2:31, as though it were the climax of the whole period known as the day of the Lord. End of quote. Here is the significance of the coming day of the Lord related to Christ's second coming. Isaiah 13, 6 through 8 says, wail, for the day of the Lord is at hand. It will come as destruction from the Almighty. Therefore, all hands will be limp. Every man's heart will melt, and they will be afraid. Pangs and sorrows will take hold of them. They will be in pain as a woman in childbirth. They will be amazed at one another. Their faces will be like flames. No cocky bragging going on then. It will be shock, awe, and terror like humanity has never known before. Every mouth will truly be stopped. And then 13, Isaiah 13, 9 through 11 continues, "Behold, the day of the Lord comes, cruel, with both wrath and fierce anger, to lay the land desolate, and he will destroy its sinners from it. For the stars of heaven and their constellations will not give their light. The sun will be darkened in its going forth, and the moon will not cause its light to shine. I will punish the world for its evil, and the wicked for their iniquity. I will halt the arrogance of the proud, and will lay low the haughtiness of the terrible." Luke 21, 25 through 27, Jesus said, "And there will be signs in the sun and the moon and the stars, and on the earth distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them from fear and the expectation of those things which are coming on the earth. For the powers of the heavens will be shaken, then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory." The terrible day of the Lord's judgments climax in awesomely terrifying heavenly phenomenon, which in effect are the drum roll to the glorious second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Even so come, Lord Jesus.